You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. An algal bloom is once again bedeviling Western Lake Erie and also the Maumee River in Ohio. And although water scientists are saying toxin levels are among the lowest they've seen all season and that treated Lake Erie water is safe to drink, people in Toledo have their doubts. Here with us now, Toledo Mayor Paula Hicks Hudson. Mayor, how would you describe the way that citizens in Toledo have been reacting to the green Maumee River?
Well, I believe that they are reacting, unfortunately, with overabundance of caution because the condition and the color of the river water is green. The water each and every day at the tap is safe to drink, and that, in fact, we get our drinking water from Lake Erie. We don't get it from the river. And since I've been mayor 2015, we've had no problems with drinking the water.
What are you hearing that makes you be able to say to people in Toledo, it is safe?
Well, it's not what I hear. It's what I know for a fact. Since becoming mayor, I not only went out to the middle of Lake Erie to see where our water is drawn in, but I have been intimately involved with our scientists and our chemists who each and every day draw from the lake, test the water. There are a number of early detection signs that are in Lake Erie that we are able to adjust the treatment of water based upon the pH factors or whatever's happening, the blue algae composition. There's a number of different factors that these signs are testing that we at the, not me personally, but the scientists and all of the technicians that are certified under their various licenses, test the water, changes the way that we treat it so that at the tap it is safe to drink. We instituted a dashboard that based upon the rules from the U.S. and Ohio EPA that depending upon the amount of toxins, now the toxic algae, that those that are in the lake water, we move our dashboard from clear to watch or warning or whatever based upon the testing that we do, and we have a protocol that we follow each and every day during the half season so that I know that the water is safe to drink. In fact, I'm drinking some water right now as we speak that comes from the tap, not from bottles.
Why do you think it's been tough to get some residents to believe you?
Well, I think it's because of the, unfortunately, there's, you know, we live in a world now where instant news may not be really news, but rumors. You know, we're fighting rumors, which is unfortunately a part of what, you know, we deal with now under, you know, these different types of sources of information, I'll call them.
Do you think that perhaps people in Toledo saw what happened in Flint in 2014 and 2015? The mayor of Flint drank water from the tap. They did a toast, you know, when they flipped the water over to the Flint River. And I'm not saying that this situation is the same, but people saw that. And people in Flint were told by authorities, it's good, don't worry. And as it turned out, it wasn't.
Right.
Do you think that has colored people's thinking?
That's part of it. I don't discount and I don't dismiss the fear that people have, because that fear is how humans have been able to survive, by acting on that fear. And that's really what happened not only here in Toledo in 2014 with our Do Not Drink Advisory, but also what's happened in Flint, and there's other parts of our country where, you know, you hear stories about don't drink the water because there's been some type of problem either with processing or pollution or what have you. So all of those stories, I think, coming to the forefront is causing people to have some fear, and I understand it.
Mayor, this week you changed course and you announced that you are supporting a request to federally designate Lake Erie's Western Basin as impaired. What would this designation mean?
It's a request for the designation. The designation has to come from the state and from the federal government. And there is a belief that with that will come additional dollars and resources to help us deal with this issue.
In a nutshell, when you think of long-term solutions, Mayor, what has frustrated you most about the process of coming up with a lasting fix to this problem of algal blooms?
We're not there yet. I think that's the thing that frustrates me the most, because it's going to take a long time for us to find and to fashion the solution and the remedy, because it's not a single bullet. The Maumee River starts in Indiana, and the watershed includes Michigan, Indiana, and Ohio. Lake Erie borders on Canada. So that brings in the international jurisdiction that also has an impact on the lake. Some of our eating habits causes the problem, because we are asking for more and more meat. So we have these industrial farms that are not properly processing the manure. The climate change, we have issues with climate change where, for us, the reason that we had this bloom going into the river was because there was no wind to push it out. And, you know, the temperature was so hot here. So when you look at all these different factors that come into play, we have to stop and bring everybody to the table. You know, I have asked and I will continue to ask that the president issue an executive order being able to have all of the different parts of the federal government, the Department of Agriculture, the U.S. EPA Department, NOAA, and bring all of the scientists together so we can say, this is the standard, this is the level that we have to achieve and provide incentives, restrictions, or what have you, so that we can get to that point where we're not dumping, you know, phosphorus into the watershed. You know, I don't believe that we need to point fingers anymore. We need to come around the table and come up with solutions to solve this. That's my frustration.
Toledo Mayor Paula Hicks Hudson, thanks so much for speaking with us, Mayor.
Thank you.
And now we turn to Tim Davis, associate professor in the Department of Biological Sciences at Bowling Green State University in Ohio. Real quick, Tim, everyone calls this an algal bloom. We did some stories here at Michigan Radio about cyanobacteria producing the toxins leading to that green stuff. So how do you, as a scientist, talk about this bloom in Lake Erie?
So we do refer to it as a harmful algal bloom, because harmful algal bloom is a broad term used to describe these events in marine through freshwater systems. So even though cyanobacteria are not true algae, we consider this to be a harmful algal bloom because it gets lumped into the category of harmful algal blooms that we use across the marine freshwater continuum.
So it looks like St. Patrick's Day, the way they dye the Chicago River green. Well, it looks like that on the Maumee River running through Toledo. What happened over the last few days to turn the river green?
So there are a few things that led to the bloom that we're currently seeing on the Maumee River. Now, the Maumee River typically does have cyanobacteria in it throughout the summer. One of the reasons why we typically don't see this type of a buildup is that rivers generally flow. So as the Maumee River flows out into Lake Erie, it moves that water, so you never really see this buildup. But basically what's happened is that we haven't had a whole lot of rain, and of course there has been this record-setting heat wave that's come through. So we have a river that's pretty much turned into a lake because it's no longer flowing very quickly. It has a very low flow rate, and it's really warm and high in nutrients. Those three components together lead to what we're seeing now, which is this large algal bloom.
And do people in Toledo need to worry about their drinking water?
I would say at this point, no, because the Toledo water intake is actually out in the western basin of Lake Erie. The bloom that's occurring in the Maumee River is not necessarily tied into Toledo's drinking water, but the bloom in Lake Erie certainly is, as we found out in 2014.
In fact, let's talk about that. How does this bloom, this algal bloom, compare to that big one that caused Toledo to have its water supply shut off?
Well, that's a really interesting question. The 2014 bloom was not a record-setting bloom. The blooms in 2011 and 2015 were much larger. What happened in 2014 is that there was a bloom event that was occurring in Maumee Bay that got flushed east towards the intake.
What does the bloom look like around the drinking water intake right now?
Right now, the bulk of the bloom seems to be kind of spreading out through the center of the western basin and is actually really impacting the North Shore, the Ontario Shore, a lot more than it is around the intake. That doesn't mean there isn't any biomass around the intake, but if you look at the NOAA bloom forecast, what it's showing is by October 1st, that bloom is going to move into the region of the Toledo water intake. So we're not out of the woods yet. The bloom is still going. There are toxins still present. I want to qualify that by saying that these blooms have been occurring for 15 years on Lake Erie, and we've only had a few instances where toxins have been detected in finished drinking water. So for the most part, our drinking water treatment plants are doing a very good job at eliminating and significantly reducing the toxins before they exit the plant.
I understand bloom toxicity is usually lower in September than it is in late July or early August. Just how toxic is this current bloom in Lake Erie?
At the eight sites that NOAA monitors, microcystins, the toxins are all below one part per billion. And just as a guideline, the state of Ohio has a 1.6 part per billion threshold for their drinking water advisory. Basically, the overall bloom toxicity is lower, so size doesn't always mean more toxic. Although scum, the toxicity in those surface scums that make the water look green like paint, can still be very high, and those areas should be avoided.
What's it going to take to clear this water up? Do we need to see temperatures drop?
So on a seasonal basis, yes. These blooms typically last from mid-July through the end of October. So this is not atypical to see a bloom in Lake Erie this time of year. As the water continues to cool, these cyanobacteria don't grow very well in water that's below 15 degrees centigrade, so it will continue to dissipate. On a much larger focus, what do we need to do to clean up Lake Erie? We need to control the amount of nitrogen and phosphorus coming off our lands into the lake, and that's a lot easier said than done.
Bottom line, last few seconds, what precautions, if any, do you suggest people in that corner of Ohio take?
Keep tabs on the news, but also just recreationally, avoid these. If you see water that's green, avoid it. Don't let your pets in it. Don't let your kids swim in it. I would say that folks should feel pretty confident that the water is safe and know that the drinking water treatment plants are doing a good job of removing toxins, but it's always good to be prepared.
Tim Davis, water scientist at Bowling Green State University. Tim, thanks for your time.
Thank you for having me.